Alex, a fantastic reaction from your players today from the cup exit last weekend to beat Staines convincingly.
Yeah, I don't know about a fantastic reaction. Obviously, you know, that's tinged with a bit of disappointment for me because, you know, you can only beat the opposition that's in front of you, but we've gone and conceded a sloppy goal against a team that's lying bottom in the league, and I've got higher standards than that, and my players have got higher standards than that, and if you play like that against some of the top five sides, then we might struggle. But I know you can argue that you can only beat what's in front of you, and we've got the 3 points, and they're most welcome.
That's exactly what matters, doesn't it? Matters most to get the points on the board and to keep climbing up the Conference South table.
Yeah, I suppose I'm being hypercritical, but having said that, you know, my strikers again, did they prove what two good quality strikers they are? You know, maybe, you know, I've got to think ahead now. We've got a tough run of three games now coming up with Bar City, Borehamwood and Ebbsfleet, and I was mindful of that fact and rested a few players, and maybe it can be argued that we're a bit just disjointed after that, but we shouldn't have been. You know, the back four was intact, my defensive midfield was intact, my goalkeeper, and a little bit disappointed how we conceded that goal. But like I said, I'll take the positives that the two strikers got another one apiece, and you know, that they look quality at this level.
Yeah, very good finishes. You mentioned those, Matthew Patterson in the first half, and then and Justin Bennett in the second half, two very well taken goals.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when this lethal injection might take place, because you know, the players obviously haven't reacted to that, and we're still alive and kicking.
Absolutely. And obviously on to away form. You've got three away games coming up. Next up, Bath City, which is on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I like to set the players' targets, and they know what those targets are for the next three games. And I think we can achieve those targets, and we're more than capable of doing that. And, you know, we're going to be in the mix. The whole important part, like you said today, is to get the 3 points. And with our games in hand, that makes us a menacing threat for anybody.
And obviously, after those games, it brings you on to the FA Trophy, which, of course, you know very well.
Yeah, I don't want to get, you know, like you said, yeah, you're quite right to mention it, but I don't want to get distracted. You know, that I want the bread and butter of the Football League, and you know, we want to get these three games out and done with first before I can then concentrate on the trophy.
Obviously, if your strikers keep on scoring as they have been, Matthew Patterson and Justin Bennett, full confident, don't they, in front of any defence?
Yeah, confidence is a wonderful thing. You know, I remember this time last year that Justin Bennett was suffering, and we used the loan system to good effect. He went to Poole Town, and he blossomed there under Tommy Killick, and with the Poole Town fans behind him. And since he's come back, he's looked a different striker. And this year, you know, that he's just gone from strength to strength, and he's proved maybe the doubters wrong that not only can he score goals at Conference South level, but he can also score goals against Football League One defences. And if he can't take any confidence from that, he never will.
He's got a lot of experience, isn't he?
He has, you know, and that's what I like about Justin. Justin's grown with this football club, as I have, you know, that I've grown as a manager, the club has, and so have my players. And, you know, and that's why Justin Bennett will always be, in my view, a legend at this club. When you've scored 200-odd goals like he has, you know, it is a wonderful achievement, and it shows that he's a consistent performer.